Almighty God, we come to you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, just lifting up your name, dear Jesus. Lord God, you're so awesome, dear Heavenly Father. You're so mighty, you're so great, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we give you reverence right now that you are the head of our lives. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, dear Heavenly Father. You reign over our lives today and forevermore, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just asking right now, dear Jesus, that you would just give us strength, dear Heavenly Father. You would give us protection, dear Heavenly Father, from the works of the enemies. But Lord God, through the authority, through you, through all your powers, dear Heavenly Father, we cancel out the agenda of the enemy. We throw it right back into the lake of fire, dear Heavenly Father. We stand bold against the principalities, dear Heavenly Father, with your strength, with your guidance, dear Heavenly Father. But we are so careful, dear Heavenly Father, to give you the glory, dear Jesus. Lord God, I'm also asking that you would touch the ministries, dear Heavenly Father, the true ministries that are calling, that is called upon you through your purpose and your will, dear Heavenly Father, that souls will be saved like never before, dear Heavenly Father. People will be touched. People will be pulled from thoughts of suicide. People will be pulled from depression, dear Heavenly Father. People will be pulled from the stresses of life, dear Heavenly Father. It says in your word that you never put more than we can bear, dear Heavenly Father. I trust in that. I trust in that. I trust in your word, dear Heavenly Father. I trust in you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just ask that you would bless the listeners right now, dear Heavenly Father. Whatever they're going through, dear Heavenly Father, just touch them right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just ask that you would just love on them, dear Heavenly Father, like never before. Someone needs your love right now, dear Heavenly Father. Someone needs your care. Someone needs to know who you are right now. Someone is in a dark place, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, I just ask that you would show up in that spot, dear Heavenly Father, and shine a light, dear Heavenly Father. Show them your will. Show them the purpose, dear Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, dear Heavenly Father. Give us strength today. Give us strength today, Heavenly Father. We break down the walls of the strongholds, Heavenly Father, over our hearts and over our minds, Heavenly Father. That's keeping us in bondage, to Heavenly Father. That anchor that's keeping us from elevating, to Heavenly Father. We apologize for that, dear Heavenly Father, but we ask that you would remove it right now so we could be free in our worship, free in our praise, dear Heavenly Father, free to give you all the glory and honor right now, dear Heavenly Father. Send your protection right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, send your healing hands, that virtue healing flow right now on people right now that's on their deathbeds, Heavenly Father. We cancel all of that, dear Heavenly Father. We breathe life into the situations in the hospital rooms, dear Heavenly Father. People at home sick, people at job sick, people at school sick, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we send protection right now over the school system. We send protection over America, over the world, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, show up on Capitol Hill, dear Heavenly Father. Show up at the White House, dear Heavenly Father. Whatever personal agendas that the government may have, dear Heavenly Father, and you step right in, dear Heavenly Father, because we trust in your will. We trust in your process, dear Heavenly Father, and your purpose, dear Heavenly Father. It's my prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.